When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Tuesday. The crew is back in effect. Old School coming at you live, 1040 O Street, 11th and O. If you want to be lazy, but we'll never do that on a Tuesday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, a butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, here in the capital city, 168th and Maple, up there in the O, aka the Metro, depending on who you talk to. Fellas, today's the day, Austin. You know, as a college kid, when you see the pros start to report, a sphincter muscle get a little tight because you know it's about that time. It's about that time. And for the pros, it's after July 4th, you know, it's coming. For college kids, most of them, depending on when you play, I think the rule is 30 days before you play the game or something like that you can report. We've seen Colorado because they must play on Thursday.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of days before Nebraska. And obviously Nebraska is reporting today. Taking them back old school to 1994. They get to go stay in the dorms.
Just like last year. Matt Rhule's excited about that. You said a couple weeks ago that the best advice you ever got was train all the way through the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right at the end of the season. Would you give the same advice to college kids? You know, you start mentally reporting when NFL guys report.
Oh, yeah. If you do anything last minute and just show up, like, at the very end, it's not going to work out. Football, you know, is not – I mean, it's, you know, not to minimize any other sport, but football is not a sport that you can just prepare for mentally the week of. You have to start ramping up because it's such a, a gladiator collision sport. Obviously, with the humidity the last couple of days and then obviously moving forward, it's going to take as much – mental strength, wherewithal, want to, so forth and so on, to continue to work towards a path of being your best, you know, person or player, come 31st. You know, the big difference through days like today, DP, is the difference of go to practice to get something out of practice to get better versus getting through it. Because this time, some guys, and this is across the nation, it's hot. It's humid. It's the early practice. Or if you're in the middle of camp just trying to get through it, you got to find a way to get the most out of every practice.
We would all, it's different parts of the country.
Sure.
Right. So in Utah, altitude. Like these first days of camp, you really thinking, it don't really matter. Hopefully I've adapted.
Yeah.
Like I've done the work and I've adapted. Texas, the sun sits literally on top of your helmet all day. Like, it seems like the sun's closer. It seems like it's talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, on purpose. D.C., it's humid. Everything's thick. Everything's heavy. Like, everything's there. Here in Nebraska, what you hope is that you've already done the work. If you've done the work, you walk into the camp feeling pretty good about yourself.
Right.
Like, I've done the work. It's going to be hard, but it's not going to make it harder because I took it easier in the offseason.
Yeah, there's no more, back you know, in the day where guys, I mean, even my dad used to say that a lot of guys would use training camp as a way to get in shape for the season. You got to come in. You can't really ever get out of shape. Well, you can call it college, but I call it pros and the pros entertainment. I'll stand on the mountaintop and keep saying it. You can never really get out of shape. You shouldn't want to get out of shape, because once you've been in shape, you know what it's like not to be in shape. And how does that, you know, I guess, you know, go along with what you said is like, yeah, you, I mean, every day in the summer is a mini game. You got to be able to trick yourself mentally to compete, whether it's against, if we're in the linebacker room, I want to look down the line. If we're doing, you know, 10-yard starts, 5-yard starts, or, you know, agility drills, I want to be the first over the line. You want to be able to, you always want to be in constant competition. So that will get you mentally in shape just as much as physically in shape. I'm a big believer, the better shape you're in, the more mentally strong and tougher you are, because you've already, in a way, been through some battles in order to get in the best shape you can. Now, the big trick is how to constantly be motivated when stuff gets monotonous. I won't say boring, because if you think football is boring, you mess around, get knocked out.
Yep.
Or, you know, after the ambiance of excitement, first couple of days in pads, get in the middle of camp, you have to have the mindset to trick yourself that you're constantly out there competing, because before you know it, and I will say this, it's at 4:15. Before you know it, we will be on the Tuesday, the week of, Tuesday of the week of the game, 4 or 5 days. That it will, as slow as it is, once you hit that like middle part of the camp, that last 10 days goes by quick. And so you have to space it out that way. So if you got 30 days, the first 10 days will generally be somewhat quick because you're going over stuff you know. You're not wearing a lot of pads, I'm assuming early. You're hitting enough. Then you hit that lull. Well, like, yeah, you know what? I done ran into Brandon Stein about 50 times already. I done ran into Corey Schlesinger 30. Am I just that now you gotta push yourself through it? You got to either say, you know what? I got to really, really work on my third down execution, my drops. I got to really, really be good of trying to play with good leverage so I can strike people, get off block. It's got to be something, because if you just want to go show up to practice and be okay with going out there with the first or second team, making a couple plays, well, then when you get into – and the first game was the hardest for me. You know, because, yeah, you're in shape, but you're not in game shape. Never are. You can get in better, but you're just out there. You hadn't played. This is what people don't understand. And that's why I say football, it takes a lot of courage, and you have to love practice as much, and in a lot of ways, more than you love the games. And I'm saying this knowing the games are the ones where you take the score. But you practice 95% of the time. You don't play a game. You only play 12 games out of 365.
So you get paid to practice, you would play for free.
Yeah, because
you would play the games for right. free. Like yeah. That's the real George Patton, the great general, would say that men in condition do not tire.
Yeah.
And that fatigue makes cowards of us all. And the fatigue part is the mental part. Physical fatigue turns your brain into mush. And you talk to yourself different, right? That conversation to get you from, oh my goodness, a 3-play drive, everybody's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
6-play drive. Few people drop off. 7-play drive, another person drops off. It's those people who are in shape and who have figured out how to have that conversation with themselves in June and July, so those conversations work in November and December.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to that whole, like, how many, you know, when they had, like, I think Gus Malzahn and all those dudes, and they want to run so many plays. Up, you know, tempo offense and all that. At the end of the day, everybody's going to get winded and get tired. It's how you react to get tired.
Yep.
How quickly do you perceive that you're tired? I would always ask my basketball players, how tired are you? Are you tired enough that when you get in the car, you have no regret because you actually were really tired? Or is there like, oh, you know what? I really wasn't that tired. Or we've all had practices, basketball, baseball, football, that you did, where you thought, like, when you're out there in the arena, so we're all outside on O Street doing our thing, you're like, man, this practice sucks. It's hot, right?
And they're saying it out loud.
Right. Well, hey, we got I mean, trust me, we've all been there. We got 80 more plays, and Coach Osmond over there kicking it. Yeah, what is it? Them 80 plays is long, right?
It's that thing. I always remember hearing John Thompson talk about captain's laps, captain's drills. Because he would say, here's my practice schedule to get you in shape. The captains are going to decide how many extra we do.
Yeah.
Like, how hard were you working today?
Yeah.
And then if the captains say, hey, coach, this is for Syracuse. Hey, coach, this is for UConn.
Yeah.
Hey, coach, this one is for UCLA. And if you're Nebraska, there are days where you have to remember, there are days when Michigan and Ohio State are going to lean on you in the fourth quarter.
Right.
What do you say to yourself? Well, they've built this temple of being able to say, all I got to do is make one more play. And my coach used to always talk about it this way. When are you tired? He said, are you tired? Are you done? And I would say, I'm tired. And if we ever said we were done, he would say, well, here's the deal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going to run one play from the 20-yard line, and I need you to go 80 yards and tell me how tired you are. Not once,
yeah,
ever in the history of that career did we get to that rep and not have everybody finish.
Right.
And it was just changing the difference, changing the environment.
It's a
little stuff. It was amazing.
I mean, it's the whole thing. If you hang out with, you know, you've seen it. You hang out, there's two people or three people in a room. One yawns, the other two yawn.
Yep.
Like, it's all about how you talk to yourself and how you put it out there. You know, when you talked about DP changing, let's say changing the narrative when you get tired.
Yeah.
I remember specifically, and this is why I say Grant Wisdom and Jason Peter were two of the best leaders, if not the best, in this program. Number one, what they sacrificed to come back. That's millions of dollars. Now, they would all, I'd venture to say they were going to be a first round pick in 96 and 97. But the fact that they just, and they probably maybe made some more money. I don't know. I mean, they got picked very high still. So I don't know how much higher they could get picked. I think Grant went 6 and Jason went 14. But the reason why I remember two specific stories. Ever since when that schedule came out, and I don't remember when it came out or when we started to focus on it, and we felt we let ourselves down in the university down in 96. The guys that really were in it. Some guys are questionable. Well,
I assume that was easy to tell.
Yeah, we didn't win.
Yeah,
the ones that are bought in, the ones that weren't.
Yeah, we didn't win.
Before the game.
Right. We saw. And that's, and let's not get petty. But I mean, at the end of the day, the focus, determination was there. I would tell you right now, 95 was one of the best teams ever. I would say it's the best team. LSU, Miami, USC, that's fine. We're all in there. A couple Bama teams. You know, you can throw some old ones in there. That's fine. We're top 10 no matter what. I will tell you, that 96 team was almost as talented. And I'd be almost willing to say individually better team. We just didn't have it, right? So the focus came when that Washington game came out. I'm telling you, every extra rep, when guys were getting tired, when you were pushed, when we were running stadium stairs, when it was hot like yesterday, there was no, we're going to just stop at, 118, section 118. We're going to 120. Then we're going to go to 122. So we're going the extra mile. Based on, we heard about traveling to Washington, how much they had a home field advantage, the altitude. They had 10 million NFL players on offense, and they were the perceived number one team. That's number one. Number two, I would never forget this as far as like Jason and Grant. This is when we first were able to have jobs, so-called jobs. I was working out at Gallup out there on 68th and O Street. I think it's Southeast Community College now. And big shout out to Lee Burks. He actually was working me. I had to build for the daycare. I did the sandbox. That was some serious work. I was like, bro, I'm supposed to be getting paid for doing nothing. Well, I was working. So I worked out in the morning. We ran in the afternoon. And it was one of those big, heavy leg days where we kind of knew in these 2 weeks period, we're going to push each other. And they were like, no, Washington is having a second workout. Now, mind you, I already did this circuit or whatever. Had to do it again. When you talk about when you have to do stuff and you have a goal, so whether it's Nebraska setting the world on fire, that first one against UTEP, right and wrong against Colorado, you know, being at a certain place before you, you know, meet up with the Buckeyes, whatever it is, both individually and collectively or in the program, if it's there and people are breathing it and saying it and believing it, you will be able to battle through a day like today. You will be, because if you hate, like, I don't like Colorado, yeah. Right? If you hate Colorado enough and you hated the losing to them last year, if we have to go, like you say, DP's got to go 80 and finish. I got to do a couple more. I got to finish on third down. I got to run all the way, 20 yards to chase or whatever. It won't be a question.
Yeah, you find in that mental discussion, mainly the discussion you have with yourself, there are times when a teammate will say the right thing. And that's real leader. To me, that's real leadership. The real leadership is for me to be able to look at Jay and go, one more.
Yeah.
And for him to know, I ain't got to say a whole lot to him. I ain't got to Ray Lewis this joint. I simply have to say, let's finish. Let's finish. Because it'll get him out of that space.
Right.
Especially if he know I'm going to go with him. I can't say you got to make a play.
And then watch.
Right. I can't say you got to make a play.
Yeah.
You got to do that. It's always, you talk about 96, the 96 team being as good as it was. The Redskins always talk about that 84 team that lost to the Raiders in the Super Bowl was the best team in NFL history. But for one game, they had a bad day to have a bad day. And they said, listen, that early team, greatest offense in NFL history, was sitting there. Defense played at levels. But the defense had been cheating, and then the coordinators got caught.
Yeah.
And you go, it absolutely happens. And then what you try to figure out is how you're going to bounce back and what do you do from it.
And we were lucky enough to have two first-round picks come back. We don't, then we don't win. And then obviously, Amon was healthy, and I think he almost ran for 2 Gs. And so we had to, we changed. We kind of, went more ground and pound defense, and all that. But – yeah, man. I mean, sometimes you never get a second chance. Sometimes, I talk to my dad all the time about Super Bowls, and he was like, look, we played one way all the way up to the Super Bowl. Yep. And then one player on the team decides to change the playbook. Yep. And we get out there and got modeled. That's, so where I was fortunate to push through and win, there's a lot of guys that don't.
Strick mentions that in basketball all the time. He went to the postseason with Nebraska more than I think anyone in program history. He's been there, and he said he could tell the guys on the coaching staff and on the floor with him that changed what got them there.
Oh, yeah.
In the worst time, right? The reason you go through the regular season is to build up to the postseason. What got you here? Just do that. Nothing more, nothing less. But even Strick says with basketball, he knows, he can pinpoint the moments that switch flipped for guys when they went off course.
Yeah, you see it all the time. I coach and stuff, and you got kids. You might coach kids all the way up through, say, like 9th, 10th grade. Once they get in the 10th grade summer, then they're showing up saying, like, well, I'm just trying to get mine so I can get noticed. See, if you change, right?
Go.
And so
That's now, the one.
Like when, so if you're playing a team that you're way more talented than, you and with that mentality, nobody can see it because your team is better. You're better and everybody else is better. When you play against like-minded people, that's when you see it. That means, you know, for the first 12 games, I didn't hit the open guy quick enough, you know, to get up the sideline fast break, or I didn't, you know, 2-on-1 fast break. I didn't give it to you, but I made it. Well, the dude back there right now has felt, he's seen every trick in the book. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden you got a turnover. Well, guess what? Now you might got some college coaches watching. Now you don't know how to play because you've been about yourself. Well, then that's when you run into some issues. That's no different than all of a sudden we get to the Big Ten championship or whatever. Then all of a sudden we, you know what? It's, you know, we're going to start wearing all types of wristbands and all that stuff. And then we just have lost every way.
Change your haircut. We're going to do all of it. Here's what I see about Nebraska. And we've had this conversation, Jane, and we've had this conversation. For me to figure out what the core of what Nebraska football is going to be. Because that's going to be the thing that you work from when things get sticky against Ohio State, USC, Washington, et cetera. What do you do best most often? Listen, can you tackle? Because if you can't tackle, you can hide and disguise a whole bunch of stuff. If you can't block one-on-one on the edge, if you can't finish on your stomach as a runner, right? If you can't, the lean forward is one thing. I'm talking about actually extending the run a yard. Don't run out of bounds. Put your shoulder down and get me an extra yard because it'll come up later on. Can you make the – will you take the layup throw all the time, most of the time? Or do you try to make the throw that's a little sexier, a little bit more difficult? Because in the crucial situations, you will do what you've done the most.
Yeah, what you do sometimes is what you would do all the time under pressure.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what the sport is. We'll take a quick break, come back. Then we're going to dive into maybe what DP was talking about is like what the how do you establish your core principles? Because I'm a big believer in Austin, DP, think about it. I think sometimes you got to have what I would want as a coach or what if I was a coach. But I also think you got a couple back pockets for a reason and a front pocket. I got to keep something in my back pocket just in case. My linemen don't want to block, or there's an emergency, or my receivers start to emerge, or, you know, so forth and so on. So we'll take a quick break, come back, dive into a little bit of that. Then we'll talk about some other stuff at the top of 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.